Hello, everyone. I'm Joel.
And I'm Malcolm.
And we are the Big Poppies. The purpose of this podcast is to discuss fatherhood and all the topics around fatherhood that we face as dads. Now, we're going to touch on subjects that might be considered controversial. This podcast is about open dialogue, some debate, but most importantly, honest discussion about how to raise our kids in today's world. We hope you guys walk with us on this journey. Here we go. Hello, everybody. Today's topic is about role models, which as parents, as dads, is obviously a very important subject and one that, as Malcolm and I were discussing the lineup and topics, potential topics to discuss, role models was just an obvious one, especially in today's day, because there's so many what I would call false role models out there that I think it's definitely open for discussion. So in preparation for this podcast, I simply just Googled what is a role model, and it took me to the Oxford American Dictionary definition of a role model. And they say that a role model is a person looked to by others as an example to be imitated, which I think is a pretty standard definition of what a role model is. So just open discussion, Malcolm. What do you consider a role model, and what are your thoughts on what a role model is today?
When I think about role model, I think about my dad. Why? Because even though I'm mentioning in the first episode, he was always working, he was always there. It's kind of like a paradox. He was there, but he wasn't there. He wasn't there, but he was there. Right? He taught me responsibility. He's taught me humility. He's taught me so many things that I never understood until this day, till I had my first daughter. So role model to me is like someone like my dad that guide you through even when he's not there all the time. Make sense?
Absolutely.
So in today's day, I don't want to say it's not existent, because, you know, there's always exceptions to the rule. But nowadays, you see how kids are behaving, and you know by seeing these kids how they behave that they don't have a role model per se at home. And the role model that they might have is some John Schmuck from the internet. And it's easy to see, because, for instance, I've seen when I go, you just need to go to a restaurant, right? When you go to a restaurant, first off, everybody's on the phone, number one. Number two, when grown-ups want to eat, they give the phone or the tablet to the kids, watch YouTube while I'm eating, because they don't want to be bothered. And I did that myself with my older daughter. I remember doing that because, you know, I was aggravated. I was hangry, not hungry, hangry, right? And I wanted a moment of peace to eat. So it happens more than ever before. And, you know, we're leaving our kids to the world, literally to the world. And it sucks because, you know, you see the behaviors, you see how kids react before or any situation, any circumstance. You see how they behave with other grown-ups that you want to smack their heads. Hey, what are you doing? You have to respect the grown-ups. So in today's day, role model, it's tricky because of course, technology. We spoke about, for instance, how social media can ruin a kid's life. And that's because I can say that they find these false role models.
And I'll take it a step back, because I agree with everything you said. But I think one of the things that becomes easy for us to do as adults is to put things on kids. And to point the kids. And I know I do it. Look at this new young generation of softies and all this stuff. But if we're really going to have an honest discussion about it, I think we have to take a step back and look at ourselves as adults.
Yeah.
What are we doing when it comes to role models? Number one, who are we trying to imitate? Not to single one person out, but I think like someone like Kim Kardashian, who's like the queen of social media, I guess, or Instagram or followers. Who, let's just pick on her for a second. I don't know the numbers, but I would bet to guess that the majority of her quote unquote followers are adults.
Yeah, I could say that.
Right?
I could say that too, yeah.
Right? Because when she first came out, I'm sure there may have been a bunch of teenagers that started following her, and now those teenagers are now adults. So if you've got millions of adults that idolize and view people like Kim Kardashian, and it's not just her, it's actors, singers.
Yeah, of course.
I know that there's these social media, what do they call them? Social media influencers.
Influencers.
And these people that are come to fame through social media and things like that, we really have to ask ourselves, are we as adults taking in the right role models? Who are we looking up to? Who are we looking to as adults for guidance? Who are I don't remember growing up. For me, it started with mama and papa.
Of course.
My grandmother, my grandfather. Everything started with them. I mean, first God. I mean, that's obvious. But here on this earth, mama and papa, it started with them. And then from there, it went down the chain. And I come from a very big family. I'm blessed to have 14 aunts and uncles, a bunch of cousins that are of the age difference is as if they were aunts and uncles. So a bunch of people that I could look up to and emulate and say, that's what a role model looks like. So it becomes easy for me to look at this other stuff and say, nah, that might be cool, might be fun, might be entertaining, but I don't want to be that person. That person looks miserable to me. So I think the first question should be, what are we as adults doing before we could get to the kids? Because the kids, they're kids.
They're kids,
right?
Yeah.
So are we then being the right role models for them? Which is that can be a sobering question if you ask it to yourself. And you know that you're not leading a life that would be one that the kids should emulate. So I think it really should start with us asking ourselves the tough questions.
Agreed. And also, for instance, now that you mentioned Kim Kardashian, last week, I think it was, or a couple of weeks ago, I saw a commercial of Cardi B on TV. And, you know, she's half Dominican, so she's...
Have you heard her speak Spanish?
Kind of. I have her talking all this mic that she talks. So I brought her into the conversation because we as adults, we can, of course, it's our responsibility to be the role models of our kids. But the media is pushing all these people as role models, when in reality, they are not. Why? Because Cardi B speaks really bad. She behaves really bad. And it was a popular brand that was putting her in the commercial. Like, she's like a spokesperson. And the brand doesn't have to do anything with her.
But listen to this. Go back to the definition. A person looked to by others as an example to be imitated. If you're in business and you see that a person has a bunch of people that want to imitate them and have their eyes fixated on this individual, the business itself is going to say, well, you know what? I'm going to attach myself to the person because I'm in the business of making money.
Right.
And the way you make money is by getting a bunch of eyeballs in front of your product. And eventually you'll end up selling your product. So it's become this vicious cycle between business, between media, between social media, and between the Hollywood and the music industry and all these different industries coming together and understanding that there's a lot of money behind this influence, this culture that they then almost cannibalize on young people. And when I say young people, I mean young adults as well.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? And that's a great example because it's like, what the heck does this person have to do with Pepsi, for example?
Exactly. I don't want my kids to look up to her.
Right.
Because she speaks like horrible. Her language is bad. You know, she doesn't have to do anything with the values that I'm teaching my kids.
Absolutely.
And then these media, this brand is pushing her as a role model.
Yep.
It doesn't even make sense.
Yep.
So it seems like the world is like falling apart. Well, it is falling apart. The world is falling apart.
You know what makes me sad? When I think about there are kids out there, in my opinion, in the millions, who stay fixed on people like that and they follow people like that, literally. And their life goal is to be like that person one day. You and I understanding how the world really works. You and I understanding that, yes, we do live in the greatest country in the world where any kid like her, for example, was a poor kid from a really bad neighborhood, made it out, and now she's financially stable and stuff like that. We do have all sorts of opportunities, and anyone can be an entrepreneur with a little bit of effort and a little bit of smarts and a little bit of help from others. That so many kids in this country just they fame is what they want.
Fame and money.
Fame and money. That's it. That's what they want. And they don't want to work to get there, right? LeBron James is famous and he's got tons of money. But that guy, sure, he was blessed with physical gifts that most people aren't. But that guy works as hard as anybody can work on his craft so he could be the best in the world. That guy deserves everything he gets because of the work he puts in. I don't know that when a kid looks at LeBron James and sees who he is as an athlete and as a person, that the average kid understands the work that goes behind him. And I use LeBron James as an example because that's a guy, one of the few guys in that spotlight that I think does a good job to try to help educate kids on what it takes to be great. Whereas most of them just say, I'm great, I'm the best, here's what I have, but let me talk to you about the road that it took to get here. Which I don't think enough people in positions like that do. So it's concerning to me that kids just look up and they feel like that's a role model. So then what's the solution? How do we help these kids? How do we shed a light on these things in a way that's effective? For me, in my opinion, number one, it starts with God. That's the ultimate
role model. Number one priority, man.
And we talk about this. Malcolm and I are both Christians and we try not to make this a religious podcast, but when you're really walking or doing your best and trying to walk in line with God, it intersects with your beliefs, right? With how you go about raising your kids and living your life. So number one is making sure that your kids understand that's in my opinion, in my world, in my life, that's number one. Number two is parenting. And as parents, making sure that we serve as role models. I have two little girls. I try my hardest to speak to my wife in a consistent fashion where I don't raise my voice. We don't fight in front of the girls. And I never disrespect their mom in front of them. So they don't see that as an available option when they grow older and have their relationships. As an example, right? Between closed doors, my wife and I, we'll go at it. We'll talk about what we need to talk about and we'll figure it out just like any other marriage. But in front of the girls, I feel a responsibility as their dad and as a husband to show them what a man, how a man conducts himself and how a man praises and cherishes his wife. Because one day they're going to be in that position, hopefully. And I think that's a responsibility that as dads specifically, we hold. So question for you, Malcolm, is as a dad and as a husband, but most specifically as a dad, how do you serve as that role model and how do you counteract all these other distractions that are out there? And how do you compete basically with all these false role models and really show your girls like, look, this is what a role model looks like between myself and my wife?
So I've been struggling for the past, I would say 2 years, with the fact that my daughter is going to middle school, because I've seen all these kids.
And that's what, seventh grade, sixth grade?
Sixth grade. Yeesh. And here's the thing. At home, it takes a lot of talking about the things out there. Because there's one little kid that can mess everything up. And sometimes they see this kid, for some reason, as a role model because they want to imitate that little kid. And I've been struggling with that. But there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. It's a matter of talking and educating your kids. Because we spoke about it before. We need to teach our kids all the things, in, for instance, in YouTube. It's because YouTube is a big world where you have all these influencers going on and talking about all different things, and you know, they become famous and kids look up to them.
Some good and some bad.
Some good and some bad. And I've seen good going bad. And we're going to talk, I'm going to talk about it in a little bit. So we have to teach them how everything works, how the influencers work, how YouTube works, how social media work. We have to teach them about safety. We have to teach them that we are the parents and we want the best for them. John Schmuck in Instagram, he doesn't care. He only wants followers and make money with Instagram. Or John Doe wants to make money making stupid videos in YouTube. You know, and the thing is that we give our kids the technology and sometimes we cannot control it, even if we want. So we have to teach them how to use technology for the good, how to identify what is good and what bad, what is bad.
You know, something very quickly, Malcolm, since you brought it up, something that I've been using recently with my oldest daughter that I think is starting to get some traction and getting her to understand how a lot of this works. So I've been talking to her a lot about like business and talking about how businesses make money. She has a very curious entrepreneurial spirit. I can see it. So I'm trying to like foster it and grow it. And I talked about how businesses work and how you companies buy products and sell them and marketing and sales and all these things. I talked to her about credit and how credit is used both personally, but also with business and how things get financed and just different things like that we talk about. And recently we had a conversation about social media and I started talking to her because she has a phone, doesn't have a Facebook account and won't as long as she's living with us. but and I mean that, I'm not even smiling.
I agree with you, man. I'm 100% with you there.
But so she's talking about Facebook and she's trying to dance and I could tell she's trying to feel me out to see if I've softened when it comes to that. And instead of saying no, you're not going to have it. You're not going to have it while you're living in my house. The way that voice in my head speaks. Mm-hmm. I said, well, do you know what Facebook is? And we started talking about Facebook.
Right.
And we just started talking about like what it is, how it operates. And I said to her, do you find it curious that Facebook is one of the largest companies in the world? One of the most popular companies in the world? Makes just one of the most wealthiest companies in the world. But yet you don't pay for anything. Like if we got a Facebook account right now, it doesn't cost you anything. We don't pay anything for Facebook. So how do they make their money? And I could see almost a light bulb over her head go, bing. Yeah, that's a good question. How do they make their money? So then I explained to her sales and things like that and all the different revenue streams. Then we got on the computer and we started researching and I literally Googled how does Facebook make money and pulled up a bunch of different articles. And I could see that she felt like a certain type of disrespect might be too big of a word, but she kind of felt offended. It's probably a better word. Wait a minute. So I'm logging on. I'm sharing information with my family members and Facebook is taking that information and selling it to companies off of my information. And I'm not getting a piece of that. She said to me.
Yeah.
So I said, bingo. And something hit me there. I was like, wow. There's a way to educate her,
right.
Number one. She's getting educated. But then secondly, instead of just saying, no, don't do it, she said, wait a minute. I personally don't feel that that's right. So now she's sort of off of I wouldn't say off of it. She's still a kid and wants to be able to communicate with them.
Right.
But that's as you were talking, I remember that interaction that happened a few weeks ago with my oldest. And it got me to think, maybe the solution is just learning a new form of parenting.
Right.
We come from a no, you can't do this generation. Right. And if you disobey me, I'm going to whoop your ass. Excuse me. I'm going to knock you around a little bit. Sorry, Ma. But you know what I mean? Whereas with these kids, maybe that just doesn't work. Maybe we just need to learn a new way to parent them.
So basically what you did, you using your knowledge to your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to battle knowledge with knowledge.
and get the knowledge, because a lot of people just don't know a lot of these things.
Of course, it's getting the knowledge, and whenever a question pops up, we already know what to say and how to say it, because we already know, you know. And also, I think that we need to use more the power of consequences. Because one thing that I talk to my wife a lot, and she mentions it a lot, is like, nowadays kids don't know what a consequence means. They don't know what a consequence is.
That's a great point.
You know, and I've seen for
legal
that
legal consequence.
I seen for that sometimes. You know, I say.
Cuánto fue tazo.
Oh yeah. When man, growing up, we knew what a consequence was.
Yeah.
Nowadays, a consequence is like, whatever, you know. And
I'll take your phone away. All right, I'll just pull out the iPad. Take the iPad away. I'll just pull out the laptop.
And man, I have confiscated iPad, computer. My daughter doesn't have a phone, and she won't have a phone until she's probably 15, 16.
God bless you. I gave in.
I'm trying. So, and those were the consequences. All these things confiscated, and she doesn't care, because to her, it's not a big of a consequence. So we need to have consequences, and we need to teach them consequences of decisions that they make, the people that they look up to,
and that they surround themselves
with. Exactly.
Right.
Because
that's being a role model.
That's
what a role model does.
Exactly.
Right?
You know, we need to be the role model, not let John Schmuck or Kim Kardashian or Cardi B or these famous kids from YouTube, PewDiePie and Jack Logan or John Logan, whatever his name is.
Sounds like a real, sorry.
Logan Paul.
I was about to curse.
So, for instance, this Logan Paul, right? He's a YouTube star. And
what does he do? Like pranks or something like that?
No, I think he talks jokes or whatever. So what happened once? He went to Japan. There's a forest, the woods, and it's called a suicide whatever. And he went there, and he was mocking a person who was hanging in a tree, who committed
suicide. Oh, I know this kid. He's like a blonde, doofy looking kid.
Yes,
he's
like a
blonde, skinny blonde guy.
Yeah,
I know who you're talking about. He had a beef with Chris D'Elia. A comedian. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And you think, geez, my kids are watching this guy?
Yeah.
And, you know, they see this guy, kids see this guy, and they see him like, oh my God, they see him as a role model.
Yeah. But it's almost like the crazier they are and the more profane they are, the more people follow them.
Yeah, the more popular they become.
That's why the fight is bigger, man. There's a bigger fight going on here beyond what we're just talking about. But sorry, I cut you off, man. It's sad.
It is sad. So we need to talk to our kids constantly and constantly and constantly and constantly, because you know technology is good, and we have spoke about the positive things of social media, for instance. But at the same time, it could be really bad. And we need to teach them what are the consequences of the bad things of social media.
Yep.
Consequences. I love that word.
It's a great word. And let me give you an example, a personal example. So one of the things I've noticed of late is that my daughter likes to come home. First thing she does, sit down, get on her phone, like watching YouTube and just being on her phone. And I've noticed it, and I've said something to her. And then I asked myself, do I do that? You know what the answer was? Yes. There are days where I just come in, whether it be the weekend or after work, I come in, I take off my shoes or whatever, sit down, just pull up the phone and start playing with the phone. Sometimes it's work. It's just me going through emails. Other times it's just me sitting there watching YouTube videos and different things like that. And if I'm being really honest with myself, that's me being a role model in a negative way, right? And look, I'm not going to sit here sitting down watching a video or doing something on your phone is necessarily a bad thing. But when it becomes a habit, at that point, and especially when the habit is being demonstrated, in this case by the dad, by me, then I got to be honest with myself and say, well, if the kid is doing it, is the kid really accountable for that action? Because you're the one that's teaching that. So now I have to make sure that specifically on the weekends, because that's usually like on the weekends when you're around the house, you just sort of sit around, you know, those weekends.
Yeah.
And during the week, during the weekday, after school and after work, that that time gets filled with something else. And that's been a priority in my head. And this is like within the past few days. This is very recent in my head. So like, that's something that, an example of just being a better role model in that respect. And that can seem so little. It could seem so tiny. But in the bigger picture, that could manifest itself to a person just feeling comfortable sitting down for hours at a time on YouTube. I know a bunch of adults like that. I've seen them.
Mm-hmm.
They're in my family.
I know.
They work with me. I know a bunch of adults.
I'm there with you, man. I'm there with you.
Yeah, and it's so I just go back to this. We have to ask ourselves the tough questions, because I walk around in this world. I work outside of my home. I go to supermarkets. I go to restaurants. I go to places. I interact with people, and I pay attention to people. You go to a restaurant. You sit down. Just look around. Who's talking
to them? Exactly. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, people looking at their phones and kids
while they're eating. You remember as a kid how that was sacred. That was sacred. Sitting down at a table and while you're eating, having conversation with your family was sacred. Now we're allowing our generation, we're allowing it to be normal for a phone to be sitting on the table. That's crazy to me. A little thing that we're doing now, if you're with adults, this doesn't work very much with kids, but if you're with adults, the first person to look at their phone pays the bill for the entire table.
That's a good game, man. It's a great game. I've been hearing for
a while. You see how people keep their phones in their pocket.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Hey, when I'm eating, man, I'm eating.
Yeah.
Because if I get distracted, then that's it. I'm not hungry anymore.
Yeah. There's so many things, man, in preparing for this episode that I was thinking about, like role models. And at first I was just thinking about the kids. And I was thinking, like we started with the kids and the athletes and the actresses and the actors and all this stuff. But then I arrived to this point, like where I asked myself, are we being the right role models? And
I'm not even telling you, the right role model. Are we being a role model?
Right. Right. And I'm after thinking about it and just writing some things down, I think that's the problem. The problem is us.
It's us.
You could blame the athlete and the musicians in them and the actresses. That's easy. And they're there. And they've always been there. Marilyn Monroe was around a long time ago. They've always been there. What's missing now is mom and dad and all the people in between that are serving as the role models for their kids, because those people have always existed. They've always existed. Those socialites, the people that were serving as these false role models, they've always existed. Now they're more available. You can see them a lot easier. You can see them on your phone and just Google them. I get that, but they've always existed. What's different now is that we're participating. Us, the parents, are participating in that game, and we just need to be honest with ourselves and say, what are we doing here? Let's back up and protect our kids a little better and be better role models for our kids so they could be productive adults one day. Otherwise, I mean, I don't want to be all negative about the future, but if we don't do something about it, then our kids are going to follow those footsteps, and exactly, we all know where that ends.
So final thoughts. We're running out of time here already. We need to wrap up. Your final thoughts about being a role model?
For me, it's exactly what I just said. Let's take inventory of what we're doing as parents. Dad specifically, this is the big poppy. So I'll speak to dads specifically. Ask yourself, what are you doing? What are you spending your time? What are you showing your kids? Boy, girl, 1, 2, 3, 4 kids. What are you showing them? What are you educating them on? If you're anywhere between 35, 45, however old you may be, you've got some life experience. How are you schooling them? What have you learned in life? How are you preparing them? Do you talk to your kids? This is another one. Do you talk to your kids about your mistakes that you've made in your life? I do that. I've made some mistakes in my life, and I talk to my daughter about it. And again, I'm not giving myself praise, but I've found that to be a very effective tool in raising kids, because the kid looks at you and says, oh, okay, well, you aren't perfect, which is the truth. And number two, you get credibility. It's like, wow, wow, okay, you're willing to share that with me. So take inventory of what we as parents and as dads are doing specifically in terms of serving as a kid's role model. Because if you do it right, I'm convinced if we learn how to do it right, when those other false role models show up, our kids will have the wisdom to say, nah.
Exactly.
Nah, this isn't for me, you know?
Before closing my arguments, so when my daughter asked me anything, and she asked me, why did I do it? And I said, well, I was young and stupid, so I didn't know any better. Mm-hmm. You know, so she knows that that was wrong, whatever I did. So, yeah, man, in a nutshell, we need to talk to our kids. We need to teach them consequences. We need to teach them, use our wisdom and our knowledge to let them know that whatever is out there is not necessarily good, you know, and identify and let them know, okay, this person is good. This person is not good. And we need to tell them why that person is good and why this other person is not good.
Good boy. We didn't need that. It was just yes or no.
Yes or no. We need to tell them why, because kids nowadays, they're about why.
Yeah. They can Google it. They can Google it themselves.
Exactly. They want to know more and more and more. And that's why we need to read and watch these stupid people in YouTube, in social media, and see what is it that they're doing, and for us to have an argument, a valid point on rejecting those people that they might look up to.
Amen, brother.
And talk over and over and over again, repeating the same thing over and over and over again. Because nowadays they might not understand, but at the end, when they're older, the little voice that you hear and that I hear sometimes, you know, is gonna be in their ears always.
Yep.
Oh,
it's exactly
Daddy
right.
told me this.
But that work happens now when they're kids.
Yes. Yes. Yep. We need to shape our kids now so they're prepared for the future.
Well put, my friend.
All right, so
close it up. All right. Till next time, guys. I'm Joel.
And I'm Maldo.
And we are the Big Poppies. Take care, guys. Episode.